Unit 6. Listening. Activity 1. 1.
People keep things that mean something to them. It may be a reminder of a special moment, a keepsake from a deceased relative, a picture of a place where something significant took place. It may be we feel these things somehow define us, but no one else does. They mean nothing to other people.
I remember my aged aunt asking me if there was anything I wanted from her house. She had loads of things that meant a great deal to her. Embarrassingly, it was all stuff I'd think of as junk. But it was hard not to hurt her feelings, so I did choose something in the end.
Maybe the point is they make us feel part of our heritage. Certainly that's the case with royalty, who have stuff going back hundreds of years, because it's part of their history. And they feel they have a responsibility to store it for future generations. And we all go to marvel at it in museums and galleries, so there's a point to it.
I reckon that each generation has its own priorities and they just don't fancy being coerced into keeping things that mean nothing to them.
2.
Some people seem to have forgotten the key role museums play in preserving and cataloguing everything that's fundamental to our past and present, and they even provide pointers for the future. Students love them because they get a practical slant on subjects that otherwise they'd only read about. That advantage of museums shouldn't be underestimated or undervalued.
Be that as it may, it all comes at a cost and priorities are different nowadays. Museums may be important for those keen on history or anyone with a particular interest in a particular thing, like railways or dolls' houses. Of course, society would lose something if they weren't available, but to be honest, they're a minority interest and therefore a luxury we can ill afford.
Museums are a highlight for tourists who bring in revenue. They can enhance people's experiences of seeing new places and add to our understanding of how and why things have happened. We all have a responsibility to learn from the past. Obviously, not everything will appeal to everyone, but that doesn't mean museums shouldn't be there.
People need to be trained to set them up, and the payback isn't sufficient. If you think about it, technology's taken over, and it's more cost-effective than maintaining a stuffy old building.
3.
Well, that was a bit of a slog. The story was so slow, it almost stopped. It seemed to go on forever. I know that period of history was a bit complex, and they had to get the facts across, but they could have done better. After all the trailers and the hype, I expected better.
Facts? Is that what they were? I reckon most of it was fabricated. Certainly there were characters invented just to up the tension. That seems a cop-out. And worse than that, it's feeding false information to people who see it without knowing anything about what actually happened.
It's a film, not a history lesson. That seems a valid thing to do. Reading texts can be dry and kill interest in history. Making films at least brings it to life, though maybe not in this particular case. I'd rather see children in cinemas watching history unfold in front of them than not know anything about it. And the costumes and sense of the period were certainly on target.
What people see on screen is filtered through the consciousness of the director and the interpretation of the actors. It's not unbiased or objective.
It's sold as entertainment, not education. Though in this case, it wasn't even that.